Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
And about, yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hey, you're listening to Clumsy Theosis, a Catholic podcast that explores topics within the Catholic faith to help us deepen our spiritual lives, own our relationship with the Lord, and strengthen His church. Hello and welcome. My name is Rochelle Lucero, and I'm the host of the Clumsy Theosis podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking about the greatest wedding homily that I have ever heard. But first, I have to send a special thank you to Tony, because Tony has become our latest patron. Clumsy Theosis is now able to take donations via Patreon. That means that you're able to send in monthly donations to Clumsy Theosis, and depending on how much you're giving, you get different perks and benefits and goodies from myself. You're also able to send in a one-time donation if you would prefer to do that. But in order to make a donation, you have to go to clumsytheosis.net and click the word donate in the menu. Asking for donations can be awkward and uncomfortable, but I do not feel awkward about this because I know that with your donations, I am covering the costs from my out-of-pocket to make sure that you guys are able to receive this show weekly, as well as setting me up to be able to create more ways for you guys to listen and learn and grow in the faith. I'm really hoping to undertake videos and books and different devotional aids that are going to help all of you guys transform the world by being transformed by Christ. So that has not convinced you. Maybe if you pray on it, the Lord will convince you to donate to Clumsy Theosis. But let's get on topic and talk about the best wedding homily that I've ever heard. For those of you who follow me on Instagram and Facebook, you will have seen that my husband Gary and I celebrated our 3-year wedding anniversary on the feast day of Our Lady of Fatima. And I'm not typically a sentimental person in a traditional way. You know, I don't save tchotchkes or mementos or even pictures, really. And you guys that follow me on social media know that I don't post a lot of personal pictures. And that's mostly because I don't take a lot of personal pictures. And that's just because I'm kind of one of those be present in the moment type of people. And I have not learned how to be present and simultaneously take a bunch of really good pictures. Now, if you are one of those people who has that talent and who has some secret that I don't understand yet, please let me know how I can do that. And you can let me know. I'm very serious about this. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Message me at Clumsy Theosis. Since I'm not a sentimental type of person, I keep myself from feeling horrible and heartless about this by thinking of myself like the Blessed Mother, who, as we all know, pondered everything in her heart. I'm totally joking there, but I do still have a soft spot for some things, very important things, especially my wedding anniversary. So on the feast day of Our Lady of Fatima, I took some time to look through our pictures and just think about that day. And then I remembered the homily that our friend Father Alex gave at our wedding. And who would have thought that the words, "Wives, be submissive to your husbands," as an opening line to a wedding homily would end up leading to the best homily that I have ever heard at a wedding. Now, This homily went on to bear some serious fruit in the hearts and lives of some of the fallen away Catholics or just non-Catholics that attended our wedding. But it didn't start out that way, and I didn't think it was going to end up that way either. I remember when I heard those words, those opening lines, I was like, oh crap, this is bad, really, really bad. You know, fix it. Father, you need to fix it. You need to recover fast. And maybe you know how this is. You love the faith and you understand the faith. And then you have people in your life who you also love, but they don't love the faith. And the majority of the time, it's because they have gotten some false ideas or false teachings, or they've even had bad experiences with Catholicism that don't accurately portray the goodness and the truth of the faith. And you want to help all of these people that you love to debunk all of these misunderstandings that they have about the church so that they can also love the church and benefit from all of the sacraments and all of the graces available in the church. So if you know what that's like, then you know how I felt listening to the beginning of this homily. You have me on one side and most of my extended family and my pre-conversion friends, if you want to call them that, you know, people I've been friends with prior to my conversion, they're at my wedding and they're listening to this and I'm looking at their faces. And by the opening of this homily, it just seemed like it was a disaster. But then I started to notice as Father Alex continued his homily that people's body language started to relax and that stink eye expression that most of them had on their faces turned into intrigue. And maybe I'm exaggerating here, but almost enthusiasm. See, Gary and I had chosen Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 to 33 as the second reading for our wedding. And this is the scripture that talks about wives being submissive to their husbands. We also knew that Father Alex was planning to speak about this in his homily. But what I did not know, I didn't expect him to hit people right in between the eyes right out of the gate. But it was a good thing because he got their attention. And then as he proceeded to continue in his homily, he was unraveling the lies that it seemed all of them believed. In one way or another, the lie that most all of them believed is that the church doesn't value women. And even on a deeper level than that, that the church is oppressive to women and just people in general. And so Father Alex went about this by explaining submission and what it means in marriage and in the church. And since I don't have a recording of his homily, I'll explain it for you in my own words. So first, he broke down the word submission. It's a composite of two words, sub and mission. Sub means to be under or beneath, like a submarine is a vessel that is beneath the ocean, right? It's beneath the marina. So submission is to be under the mission. So for a wife in the context of marriage, she is to be under the mission of her husband. Now, does that mean that women and wives are supposed to be cheerleaders, propping up their husbands and making sure that they accomplish all of their goals in life, all while baking them apple pies like some 1940s propaganda movie? No, it does not. That could not be farther from the truth. But you would be surprised how many people, even faithful Catholics who seem to know the faith, when they look at this passage in Ephesians 5, that's kind of the caricature that pops into their head. And so, some of our wedding guests, they were thinking this also. And I know they were thinking this because I used to think the exact same way as them because those are the people that I used to run with and associate with. So I know the way that they were thinking. And I know that as they were sitting there, they were like, excuse me, I am a smart, strong, and capable woman. And you want me to be under a man's mission? What about my own mission? I have things that I need to do and goals that I need to accomplish. But like I said, that's not what being under your husband's mission means. To understand what being under your husband's mission actually means, we need some more context here because without context, that does just sound sexist and oppressive. So let's get some context. So verses 22 and 23 read like this. Wives, be submissive to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife as Christ also is the head of the church, he himself being the savior of the body. If you paid attention here, there is a comparison that's beginning to surface. A comparison between husbands and Christ. So that's going to come back up. As we move along to verse 24, we read, but the church is submissive to Christ, so also the wives ought to be to their husbands in everything. Now, this is just a reiteration, in my opinion, of verse 22. We've already gathered that wives are supposed to be submissive or under the mission of their husbands, but we still don't know what his mission is. Well, that's where it starts to get good, right here at verse 25. So remember that comparison between Christ and husbands, okay? Verse 25 says, "Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her." Husbands, love your wives. What is the biggest love that the world has ever seen? And what did Christ do for the church? He laid down his life. He sacrificed himself. Remember the Garden of Gethsemane before his passion? What did Christ say to our Father? He said, "Let this cup pass from me, and your will be done, not mine." He did it because it was the Father's will for himself. He laid down his own will to follow the Father's will. And he did this for the salvation of the church, for the sanctification of the church, for you and for myself, because we're the church. And that is the mission of the husband, to die daily to himself for the betterment of his bride. That is the mission that all wives are supposed to be under, that her husband will sacrifice himself daily for her holiness, her conversion, her theosis. What wife would not want that, okay? And by husbands doing this, they too are becoming holier, they're constantly undergoing conversion and journeying through theosis. Now, when Father Alex finished explaining all of this to a church of approximately 200-ish people who were all now silent and transfixed, he closed his homily with what I would call a challenge to all husbands and husbands-to-be. He said, "If your wife is not submissive to you, then maybe you're not dying for her. Try to die better." Oh my gosh, Father Alex got everyone's attention with the truth and revealed how to understand God's truth with love and how God's love is supposed to affect the way that we love each other in marriage and in relationships. The truth with love melted hearts that day, I can tell you. There have been multiple people that have contacted Gary and myself or our parents and just told them how moved they were by that homily and how they had started to take steps to come back to Christ and the church. Now, because of COVID-19, Father Alex is now celebrating daily Mass on YouTube, as well as Sunday Mass, and I think you should check him out. I believe that the Holy Spirit definitely guides him in his preaching. You can tune in to Father Alex's daily Masses and his homilies on the St. Vincent de Paul Parish YouTube channel. It's St. Vincent de Paul Parish in San Diego, and there's going to be a link down in the show notes for you to check him out. So that is the best wedding homily I've ever heard. If you guys liked this episode, I am tickled pink. I'll tell you that right off the bat. But I would also like to know if you would share this episode with your friends. And if you really, really liked this episode, if you'd like to support the show and all of our future endeavors here at Clumsy Theosis, like I said, I would like to undertake videos and writing books and devotional aids help all of you guys to transform the world through Christ. Yeah, because I am dying to do more and I just need funding, right? So please consider becoming a patron. And remember, patrons are monthly donors who receive exclusive goodies from me. So head over to clumsytheosis.net and click the word donate in the menu, or you can find the link down in the show notes of this episode. Everything that I've mentioned in this episode is down in the show notes. The YouTube channel where you can find Father Alex's homilies, my social media accounts, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, those are down there. The Clumsy Theosis website is down there. The Patreon website is down there, as well as a sign up for the free weekly Clumsy Theosis email. I give extra goodies out in that email, so you might as well sign up for that also. Okay, everyone, I have had a great time talking with you. Let me know how you like this episode. Hit me up on social media. All right, everyone, peace out. Thank you for tuning in to Clumsy Theosis. I'm so happy that you've been able to hang out. If you want to learn more about Clumsy Theosis, you are more than welcome to visit my website, clumsytheosis.net. From clumsytheosis.net, you will also be able to contact me if you're interested in booking me as a speaker, or if you're just feeling generous and you'd like to make a donation. Remember that together we can transform the world by letting the Lord transform us.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Have you ever been put on the spot and asked to explain or defend Catholic teaching on sensitive topics such as abortion, same-sex marriage, or the Eucharist? What to Say and How to Say It is a straightforward and practical resource by Brandon Vogt, best-selling and award-winning author of Why I Am Catholic, and You Should Be Too. He offers essential tools for articulating even the most contentious aspects of your Catholic faith with clarity and confidence. You can get a copy of this important new book at AveMariaPress.com. Use code TALKFAITH to get 25% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Redbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.